Hello, my name is Mal. I'm here today with six lovely fifth graders from Nuria's class to read their poems, which I think they're quite excited to do. We've been talking about poetry for the past 3 weeks, maybe, in the fifth grade classes. When we have talked about poetry, we are considering and asking ourselves why we write poetry, what poetry could do, the power of poetry, how poetry is an art form and an expressive form, how poetry is something to be shared and something private. In that, we've been talking about anonymous poems, poems that are written without an author or whose author chooses to not list his name. And we've also been exploring different forms of poetry. In writing peace poems, we took on an anacrostic form, which means that the first line of every poem begins with the first letter of peace. So peace, P-E-A-C-E, has five letters. So there are five lines, each beginning with P, and then E, and then A, and C, and E. You get it. And we've also been talking about Valentine's Day poems, about authoring love poems, maybe to someone who you don't romantically love, maybe to a close friend, or a teacher, or a pet, or a parent. The list goes on. And how many different places we can see and find and discover poetry, and to how many different people we can share with. We've also been talking about different parts of poetry, like meter and rhythm and rhyme and repetition and silliness and seriousness, and when to use all of these important parts. It's been a blast, and I think that all the students have created some really lovely work. Some have created more than one poem, and I hope that they continue to be excited about poetry. But for now, without further ado, I think these poets are ready to give it a go.
You are my unique rose, although you aren't red and you aren't a plant, but you stay in the land. You are the unique rose that never wills, that shares loves and a lot of loves. You are the unique rose that beats the stereotypes of all the roses in the world that smell like love.
Roses are red, violets are blue, all of them smell like you. When you cook in the country, my friends and I are running, and when you finish to cook, we eat all the food. I love you, Mom, you are very fun. You help me with my homework, you give me food, and you buy me medicine. I love you, Mom, you are very fun, and you are funny like three little bunnies.
Oh, to my dad, you went to my football match, so I love you so much. You help me with girls, so you are the best. Nothing will separate us. You will come with me on the bus to guide the trail to liberty. I have to live happily. I will remember your love forever. I couldn't trade for anything.
You are smooth like clothes, but you can be so cruel, like a rose spine. Other time you are like a soft petal that smells so good. When I see you, I think of the sun that shines like gold. You are so pretty, like a diamond. A pie, you are like a bird that flies free.
You are like my favorite river when you say I loved you. My favorite poem is only when you say, roses are red, the cold is when you give me your heart, and I too. My favorite face is when You are eyes like diamonds. You are like my favorite river when you say I love you. And my favorite song when you make a heart for me and I too. I don't need new shoes and new glasses when you say I have you. I'll never leave you and I like when you understand me and I too. When I cried you held me, I loved you.
Stay in group, stay with you. I find that smell and it's so good. I think it's good, stay in group, a group of two, me and you. You are pretty like a flower, a flower is pretty like you. I find a treasure that shines a lot, it shines like the sun. You aren't yellow, but you are sweet like a marshmallow. You can have a different skin color, that doesn't matter. You can be white or black, but you are my light when I'm in the dark.
Thank you.